Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about grown man gaming. Get shot probably from a grown man aiming. Call of Duty blackouts, bring it to your chat box. Turn your speakers on, sit back and relax. And listen to these grown men talk games. Other people do it, yeah, but they're all lame. Talking all genres, covering all lanes. You can call in, cause we're covering all games.
Grown man gaming. Tune in and enhance your experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Grown Man Gaming. I'm your host, Chase Money. Now, last week we had a little technical difficulties, and we only had, it was me and Patty. Now, Patty's back, and also we have our co-host, Aaron, here, and we have our guest, Johnson. So there's four of us in here instead of just two, so it's going to be a crazy show today.
Four times the awesome.
Four times. There you go, four times the awesome. As far as YouTube links, I mean, we could probably hit them with the YouTube links now for Johnson and Patty. Johnson, what's your YouTube channel? Tell them your YouTube channel, man.
The YouTube channel is Johnson8312. It's J0HNSON8312.
What about you, Patty?
Mine is There Any Sense, but it's LSTHEREANYSENSE. Shit, I have to fucking try and figure out how to spell that.
I'm about to say, I hope y'all writing this shit down, because ain't a damn chance they're going to remember that shit. That shit. That man is 8,311 Johnsons before this one. So, today we got a couple topics today. And on the show, we're going to definitely try to talk about more mature gaming and also try to give y'all any gaming news we have, whether it be game releases, pushbacks, new consoles, whatever we have. The first thing we do want to talk about is PAX. What is it, just PAX?
PAX,
it's not PAX East.
East.
Okay, PAX East.
Yeah, it is PAX East.
PAX East. It's all in right, Boston. It's next month. I mean, so we're not really going to get into it too much now. But it's just to let anybody know who would be interested in going to something. It's a huge, big gaming conference. You get a bunch of games developers there showing off their shit for this year. You get a bunch of YouTube celebrities all go there, all, you know, joking around, having a laugh for 3 or 4 days. The tickets go off sale. That's off sale, not on sale. Off sale tomorrow. And then they will be mailed out from next week onwards. There's only a few tickets left if anybody's interested. There's tickets for the Friday and the Sunday left. So if you're interested, get on that shit quick. And if you want, you can buy a ticket for me and you know, airfare from Ireland. I'd be happy enough with that.
Yeah. For those of you, I don't know, Patty's in Ireland, straight on the show, right across the world. I'm in
we global.
Right. How's that weather over there?
Oh, you know what? Today was actually the nicest day we've had in probably fucking 30 years. It didn't rain that much. There was no snow. But England was blanketed with snow, and yet we had, you know, 15 degrees of sunshine. That's 15 Celsius, you know, it's not that cold. It's like summer weather for us today.
Yeah, over here is some bullshit, but have any of y'all been to PAX? I've never been to PAX. I mean, I thought about going, but I was like, man, no.
I ain't had the money to go. I would like to go, but, you know, for real, like, my money situation's on pretty tight budget.
Yeah, how much are the tickets?
If I remember right, like, I mean, I think it was $150 last year for the 3-day ticket, but I could be completely wrong about that, but I think I remember seeing people tweeting about that and talking about that shit.
I looked into it last year, and I found it for $112.
Oh, really?
Was a more than 1-day event, though, right?
Yeah, it's 3 days.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. So that ain't bad, man. Shit. But I got to go to work, man. I ain't on salary. If I don't go to work, I don't get paid. My last check, I had the flu. I swear to God, they had to tell me to go home. I went to work, yo. Sick as fuck. I was fuck everybody else's health. I'm getting everybody sick, man. I need this money. They sent my ass home. I got my check. I don't miss work. So I ain't got, you know what I mean, I ain't got PAX money. But for anybody that doesn't know, I mean, that's kind of like the whole E3 thing. I mean, obviously it's not as
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a more fun version of E3, not as serious, not as official, just you know, more of a good time rather than official launches and trailers and all that bullshit. I mean, you know, at E3 they spend an hour and 45 minutes trying to build up to the new Call of Duty 30-minute trailer. You know, They don't bore the shit out of you that much at PAX, from what I know. It's a lot more fun. It's a lot more about actually getting in and playing some games. And they do LAN tournaments and stuff like that. You know, people seem to have a good time at PAX. And I've always wanted to go. I mean, the nearest I ever got, I went to one in the UK. It was in Birmingham in England a couple of years ago called GameFest. And then the company went into administration and never held it again. And that was a fun day, you know. But I think PAX would be on a much bigger scale than what they're doing in the UK. It would be a good time if anybody wants to go. Definitely go for it, guys.
Yeah, let me turn this down a little bit. Yeah, I mean, a lot of YouTubers always talk about it. It looks like more of them go to that than E3. So if you're looking to meet somebody and spam your YouTube channel, I would say go to PAX and you might get lucky. Because
the only reason I knew about it last year, because Sandy Ravage put out some tweets like, yo, well, let's go drinking at this hotel if you're going to PAX East. I was like, yo, let's go drink with Sandy Ravage. That's the only reason.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
you're always drinking.
You have to have your business card printed out with your channel on it and just be like spilling them shits off the fucking balconies and stuff, you know. Fucking making a ram business card with my YouTube. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a rap game, you know. Instead of giving CDs, they're giving business card with YouTube URLs on them. That's crazy. on the subject of new information, we discovered that there's been something about a new Batman game coming out, or at least being developed at this time, and maybe being released within the year. So the last one was what, Arkham City? We got Arkham Asylum, Arkham City Classics.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Outstanding games.
I mean, I just finished Arkham Asylum on my walkthrough channel, yo. But I'm gonna do Arkham City. But oh my goodness. I don't even what is the deal on it though? What kind of, are they just going to continue from the last game, or is it a prequel or what?
Well, the was talk initially as just after the release of Arkham City was talked that they were going to ban Silver Age and having all these other superheroes from the Silver Age of DC Comics in it. So it would back then it would be developed the same people but not tied in the Arkham storylines. But this I'll actually read the quote. In here, but this is tied directly to it. This is a quote from a website. It's Computer and Video Game. What a great name for a website. It's from the CFO of the company, John K. Martin, and the quote is, "Expect digital home video revenue to grow close to 20% in 2013, and we also have a strong games release this year, include the next release in the Batman Arkham franchise." So that means like, it's going to be a direct sequel, which is just outstanding. What the hell, I don't think Guild will do. I really don't. I'll be pissed if they have.
You know, you see the thing, they can't. Man, I hope they don't mess that game up. Johnson, did you play that Batman?
See, the thing is with me and you know, like story mode games, I let my wife play it. Now I've seen her play it and everything. It looked really nice. You know what I mean? Like I was following the story along. But I usually let her play those kind of games, you know what I mean?
Johnson, why you don't play the Batman? Oh,
Johnson, you gotta play that game.
Oh man, yeah. He just hold on now. He just said he let the wife play the walkthrough and he watched. That's the other way around, man.
But she likes to play those kind of games. She likes to play the story games, you know. I don't want to hog that from her, so I just sit back and let her play and I watch it.
Yeah. Man, you gotta get your hand. You gotta at least try that, man. That game, especially when you walk in a room and there's like eight people in there with guns, but you can't just run in there because you know Batman ain't got no guns. So you gotta creep around and take them all down one by one. Right. That's shit. I love the stealth games. And honestly,
shit out of this.
Yeah, I mean, on the topic of the basically a superhero game is. While we talking about that, like, why is Batman the only good superhero game from, like, this whole generation? The rest of them is garbage.
Garbage.
Yeah.
Well, actually, all the Batman games were garbage up until Arkham Asylum.
No. Not on Sega.
I don't know. I would have to disagree there, because the only good one I played was Arkham Asylum, and then Arkham City came out after that. I would have to say they was all garbage until Arkham Asylum, to be honest.
I played the Batman Begins, the movie crossover game, on the PS2, I think. And that wasn't bad. And then I was pissed off whenever the Dark Knight movie came out and they didn't do a Dark Knight game. But then
yep.
6 or 8 months later, they brought out Arkham Asylum. And it just went, it went from being decent and you know, possible to being just fucking mind-blown awesomeness.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, $60 for superhero games ain't something I'm even in the business of doing. But that right there, I might have to drop the 60. Because, I mean, I played the Amazing Spider-Man. I did a walkthrough on that. I mean, it was all right. But, like, I look at the price tags, like, and if it's, I mean, the game might be a good game. But, like, when I see $60 and it's not a $60 game, then I'm like, all right, this game is garbage. Now, if that game, the Amazing Spider-Man, was $30, I'd be like, all right, you know what I mean? It might be worth the 30, but 60. And then there's, Iron Man is probably the worst. That might have been the worst game I ever played in my life.
Oh, Jesus, they were
did
bad.
Did you play that shit?
That was so bad.
Oh, my God.
That made my head hurt. It was that bad.
Let me stop you all for a second. Because on the subject of superhero games, I said they was all garbage. I'm going to take that back. Because there was Spider-Man 2. It was on the PlayStation 2. That was actually a really good game.
Yeah, it was better than that. That was better. You know, I think Treyarch made that.
Don't
shit
tell
too
me that.
I think it was them. I know you hate them. I think it was them. But no. You know what? The classic games from Sega was, I think, the Spider-Man Venom game and the Maximum Carnage. Those was good superhero games.
Yeah.
But that might be it, like, for real. They always come out bad. I mean, I don't know. I think they got they got Superman. That Superman on Nintendo 64 was whack. The one that's probably on I got that on GameFly. I'm gonna try it out. That's probably whack.
The one that came out on Xbox 360 was awful. I spent like I bought it, but I bought it pre-owned. Thankfully, like I spent like 20 quid on it. And I got it home. I was sick because, you know, I'm into my superhero shit. I love all that shit. I mean, before we got in this call, I was watching Smallville. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I was watching Smallville. But, you know, I love all that shit. And yet, this game, I played like 5 minutes of it and could not get into it. And you're Superman. You should be able to kill everything and destroy everything. And yet these tiny little fucking robots are killing you and shit. And I was like, no.
Right.
Not happy with that shit.
Well, that was my problem with Superman, though. Like, Superman was unstoppable. Like, that was my problem with him.
Like, yeah, but look how many ordinary people nearly beat him all the time.
I know, right?
He's the dumbest superhero in the world. Dumbest superhero ever created. The dude is invincible, and yet he is beaten every week until the last second.
Exactly. Yep. Hey, oh, no. That, now that I think about it, I don't know what I was thinking. I was at the lowest point in my life. I started a YouTube channel, and then I bought DC Universe Online. Not only did you have to pay for the game, but you had to, I think it was like $15 a month to play. That shit was fun as hell. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you could party up and everything. It was open world. Like, it was sick. I mean, you got up, you partied up, you made your person, and then
that
you got
to
pick.
That was only pay?
No, it was on. I don't know if it was on Xbox. I know it was on PS3 for sure. It is on PC. But I mean, it was a good game. Like, that was the game when everybody was mad at Black Ops 1. Like, all the people on my crew, they ended up getting it. So, like, that was something. One of the people out of the crew was like, man, I'm getting it. We laughed at him and shit. And then we got mad at the game. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try this for 1 month. And then we all was on that. We was on that heavy. Like, we spent hours on that game, just like we did on Call of Duty. So that, I mean, that was a great game. So
yeah, I remember seeing the commercials for that game. That game did look dope, but like the commercials I've seen was all PC related, so I don't my PC ain't like up to those standards, so I couldn't really fuck with that.
Yeah, it was like, I think there's supposed to be a Marvel game coming out like that, and oh man, I can't wait. I'll get on that. Might be late for work.
The DC Universe game was on PS3 as well, apparently. From what I'm seeing, the DC Universe Online was on PS3 and PC, but I don't see any Xbox.
Yes, thing. Take that. Ain't all three of y'all on Xbox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't shit.
I'm pissed, man. That's fucked up.
Yeah, you behind, Chase. You behind.
I know. I'm cold.
I'm about ready to sell my Xbox now. If Xbox, the new one's coming out, I might as well trade this in for the value go down, yo.
Hell yeah.
Sell this shit on Craigslist. I'm telling you, I mean, because as soon as they announced that, I bet you the price for trading go down like 25-30% ASAP.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I got to get rid of this soon if I'm getting, because I'm going to probably get the new Xbox and a PlayStation, yo. Fuck it.
Yeah, you are fucking rolling the money.
No,
what's the price tag on those things?
Yeah. The price tag on those, they talking about it's going to be, it's not going to be, like the PS3 was $599. I think, how much was Xbox 360? $300?
When I bought mine, it was $399.
Yeah, so it was it's $200. So they're looking at, they're saying both of them will be around the $400 range. So they won't be $600, but it was saying like four and some change for both. And I mean, I think that's more fair. Because $600, man, I mean, that's a lot. I mean, you know, these games, like, they drop it. You get one controller, and then you got to buy a back piece to hook up to the TV if you got HDMI, and no games. So, like, you pay $500 or $400 for just something. You can't even use it yet. You still got to go out. Like, when you get a game console, you got to really spend $600. Like, even if it's $400, you know you're going to end up spending almost $600 because you still got to get games and stuff, unless you get the bundles.
And if you're getting it around release time, you can't even get fucking pre-owned games because nobody's traded that shit in yet.
Nope.
You know, so you gotta pay the full fucking ticket price on that thing.
Yep. And you know, on that subject, dudes is talking about they not getting the first console because there's always gonna be problems. And I'm like, you know, that might be true, but I need these consoles. I need something else, man. Maybe they could do something about this PS3 lag. I mean, the dudes be in denial. I be arguing with dudes. PS3 has the worst lag in gaming. And PS4, I hope they improve on that tremendously, because I'm tired of this shit. Like, all the games lag. Madden. I was playing the computer in 2K with my Mad player, and that shit was lagging. For real.
Yo, same thing here. Yeah, you'll play offline, and you'll still be lagging. Like, how am I getting lagged if I'm not online?
That shit is wild. But my concern with the new ones is not even the bugs, because I mean you gotta expect that. Is the titles, like, are there going to be games? Because when PS3 came out, they didn't have no games for this. I waited like 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. Because like you're saying, I mean, you don't want to buy one game. You want to buy, like, you want to start your collection off. So you're gonna buy 2, 3, 4 games.
Right.
And if they've only dropped like one release title and then a bunch of other shit, there's no point.
Yep. I mean, the new Call of Duty is supposed to be out for those. I mean, hopefully it's an improvement and not, because, you know, it's not, just because it's on the new console don't mean it's going to be better than the previous one. I was having this debate with somebody because he's trying to tell me Madden on PS3 is better than Madden on PS2 or Xbox. It's like, no, what game you been playing? Like, I remember Madden 09. That shit was so bad on PS3. But on PlayStation 2, it was the same old classic Madden. So,
yeah.
No.
Is that just the problem with the PS3, you think?
Nah. It's just in general. What was you about to say, Johnson?
No, because when they had Madden on PS2 and everything like that, it ran fine. And when they got to the next console, Madden, I think it was like Madden 06, that game was terrible.
Oh, yo.
That game
was
so
garbage.
Bad.
Yeah, it's not even just the console. Like, I used to play Madden on PS2 a little bit online sometimes. And I only had Verizon DSL, and I ain't had, you know, like, the speeds with that. You know what I mean? That's not that fast. I never lag on there. But then I get Fios or Comcast on the PS3 and the Xbox, and the lag and connections are just worse. I don't know what's happening with these consoles. Maybe that's something they're going to improve on for the next one, because they wasn't expecting it to blow up this big. But please, do something about the lag, yo. I mean, everybody agrees on that. That's the one thing everybody agrees on in any game. Fixing the lag. And don't nobody bitch about them fixing the lag. They bitch about guns or NBA 2K, them changing steals and shot percentages and all that. Somebody's going to bitch about that. Nobody complains about lag. So they need to fix that.
And for real, that's the major issue, though. For real, I don't understand. Yeah. Like, when you see me complaining on Twitter, it's 99.9% of the time it's about lag.
Straight up connection. Like,
yeah.
That's above anything.
Mr. Vonderhaar absolutely loves getting those tweets from you.
Man, I spam the fuck out of that dude. Fuck him.
Yo, that dude, he ain't responded. Like, he responded a lot more on Black Ops 1 days. But now, like, all he do is talk about league play. Like, I mean, league play is cool, but, like, we didn't ask you about that.
Let me just laugh at league play real quick. Ha ha. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
It's like, how you gonna have that and skill-based matchmaking? Like, pick one or the other, my dude. Like, how you gonna just try to force that? Like, if we wanna play league play, we'll go open that up. Nobody plays that. Well, people play it, but, I mean, $2,000, like, $2,000. That's not.
Well, really, we should explain what we're talking about. Like, league play is the new feature in Call of Duty Black Ops 2 that is supposed to be the next big thing, but nobody even plays it. Like, the most people I've ever seen in the playlist was 200. And that's out of 4 million people.
You know, I had the nerve to say 2,000. You know what I mean?
Like, that's just whack, yo. And then they force it on you, for real. They're basically forcing it on you.
Yep.
And then, the big problem is that Vondahar, since Black Ops 1 and the massive blow up of that game and Twitter, the two of them coincided with getting just absolutely fucking huge altogether, and the accessibility of being able to reach developers, and Black Ops was the game that was out when this big huge boom came along. Vondahar now thinks he's a fucking celebrity.
he might be, though.
This dude thinks that he's walking down the street getting fucking panties and fucking phone numbers thrown at him. And he's
as much as everybody hated this dude, Robert Bowling, though, Robert Bowling would respond to you. At least he would acknowledge your question.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I'm saying? But you tweet Vondahar, the head developer for Treyarch, he don't even give $2. He already made $2 billion.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
See, but you know what the thing is, though? Like, you can't even say that about a whole bunch of other developers. They're not even really in the public eye like that. I think the only other dude, the 2K guys like that, but they don't diss him and shit. Like, they treat him, like, for real, we talk about the stuff we send him, but, like, I can't imagine, you know what I mean, all the weird dudes that be sending Vondahar, I'll kill your mom, and I'm gonna get your ass. Like, he gets those messages, and that's the type of shit they did to Robert Bowling, and, like, they even was talking about it, the way his son looked and shit. Like, dudes be taking stuff too far, and just because he's out there like that, it's easy for people to do that to him. So a lot of other developers, they won't, you can't just go tweet them. So that's the difference, I guess, with him and the other dudes. But yeah, he ignores a lot of stuff, and it's like, you can't sit up here and tell me you play your game, any developer, and you don't see these problems that millions of people are always talking about. And it's like the same problems every year. And I find that with a lot of the franchises, Madden, Call of Duty, it's like the games that come out every year is that they have these problems that never go away. They might, mend it, not fix it. Let me put a Band-Aid on this shit. Why? Like, it's bleeding profusely. Let me just put a Band-Aid on this bitch, and they'll quit complaining. But just one day that Band-Aid is going to come off, there's going to be blood all over the floor. It's the same thing with this shit. Like, these dudes, they just ignore stuff over and over, and I don't get how they even get off about doing that, but, you know.
Well, like I said, they already made their $2 billion, so they don't give two fucks, you know what I'm saying? They got their money. They don't care.
Yeah, they got their $2 billion, and they're going to make more, because while we bitch about the game, we're going to buy DLC.
Yeah, right. And then we're going to buy the next game as well.
Yeah.
And we're going to piss and moan about that. But we're gonna
hold on, let me stop you right there. I refuse to buy any more Treyarch games. You will never see me playing a Treyarch game after this game.
I ain't gonna lie on the chat. I'm getting all the Call of Duties. I hate Call of Duty sometimes, but I'm gonna just get it. I mean, just like I get Madden every year, I get 2K every year. That's the game I gotta get. Like, but when the new shooter come out, I'll get that too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I mean, I get it for the social experience, so that I'm playing with the guys that I have fun with and shit like that. But I'm not getting it for how good the game is. If I want to get a game for how good the game is, I'm gonna get something fucking else.
Yeah,
Call of Duty games aren't that good.
Yeah, it's all social. I mean, I was telling dudes were like, the game, I'm like, the game is good. Don't get me wrong. As a whole, they got their problems, but they managed to be the biggest game. They got to be doing something right, even if they destroy competition by other ways. The game still has to be doing something. There ain't no other game. People keep saying, oh, you get on Battlefield. It's like, none of my friends play. I have it. No, they don't play that at all. And Battlefield, that's a whole other community over there. They don't play over there. If the developers don't fix something, they was really about to do. Remember that Call of Duty Blackout last year? That shit was a joke.
Did anybody even black it out? No.
Hell no, nah, man. You know what they did to combat it? They made double XP weekend the weekend on purpose that it was supposed to be the blackout. For those that don't know, everybody was, well, not everybody, a lot of people were upset about the connection and all the stuff that was like seriously wrong with the game. So they started trying to pass the word around, look, we're not going to play the game for 2 days. None of us are going to play the game, or very few people, so we can try to get our point across. So all these people retweet, posted videos. I'm like, oh, man, but I knew what was going down. So long story short, the developers decided to do double XP that weekend, and the whole blackout thing was a whole bust, and it didn't work at all, and the same stuff continued. I think Battlefield did that, or was talking about doing it, and the developers fixed whatever complaints were immediately. Why can't we be like that?
It's just a fucked up. It's a fucked up community for real, as far as the first person shooter game. So, I know you're all heavy into the 2K and the Madden. I mean, I like playing that, but I play it as an offline game more than an online.
Yeah,
game.
Right. Yeah.
Because I like trading for all the good players. You know what I'm saying? So I got all the good players on my team.
Oh, so you're a cheating ass motherfucker. Yeah, game shark. Yeah, the game shark is a kid though, cheating.
Yo, if I can't have Brady as my quarterback, fucking Peterson as my running back, I'm done.
See, that's crazy. I remember I played my man. We was gambling, you know, playing Madden for money, of course. I get on there. I swear to God, Tom Brady was running so fast. I'm like, yo, man, I get mad. I got anger. I'm like, I'm raging. I'm like, yo, I swear to God, the next time Tom Brady runs for 25 yards, I'm getting off. I'm quitting, and I'm not paying you. So I pause the game. I'm like, yo, go to his stats. Don't you know this? He had everybody on the team with all 99 cheating, yo.
Oh, wow.
Man. That's Aaron, yo, cheating.
Yo, but I do it offline, though, so you can't really consider it cheating. I'm cheating myself more than anything.
Man, that's cheating, man. That's bogus as hell. But
you're not getting the whole experience.
Yep. So the next thing we had was our beloved favorite game, or not favorite, but the games we was really, really, really into. Any time period, could have been this generation. I mean, any time period, John. So let's start off with you. What you got for us?
Okay, now I'm gonna take you back to Nintendo 64 when Super Mario 64 came out. I remember no more outside. I used to play basketball all the time. All that stopped. took a couple of months off and had to beat that game. I don't know. It was just like, you know, the replay value of it, even after you beat it or you got your 70 stars, you know, beat it, you had to get to 120 and all that stuff. And I don't know, just that game right there, just that's where my addiction to gaming came from. It's like playing Sega and all that stuff, I was, you know, having fun with it. But once Mario 64 came out, that was just like, yo, game's off.
Yeah, that's a classic. And it's like that. Remember that? You played that? I know you played that Donkey Kong 64.
Yeah, I played Donkey Kong 64.
That was my first one that had me like, yo, I'm not going outside. Like, you trying to come out and play football? Like, fuck your football. I'm playing this Donkey Kong. And no, I don't want company. I'm playing this shit solo, yo. Go home.
I remember the Mario 64, but I don't remember the Donkey Kong 64.
Yeah. Oh, man, Donkey Kong was crazy. But see, the Donkey Kong was so much like Banjo-Kazooie and, what was the other? Conker, and then there was another one. They were all similar, they just put the different characters and items in, but it was pretty much the same. They were all good games, though. But on the subject of Mario, what you think about Mario now? What's going on? What happened?
They started adding too much stuff, and I wasn't keeping up with all that stuff. All the things that they were adding, you know, he has like a backpack on, and he's shooting water. I was like, nah, you know what?
I didn't even know that.
It was like a game called like Super Mario Sunshine or something like that. He was like squirting water. I was like, I'm done.
Mario squirting water. I thought he was a plumber and he's squirting water now.
He walked around with a super soaker. I was like, no, I'm done.
Yep. See, that's what we were talking about that last show. How they trying to take the old games, keep pushing them out, and then just like destroying them. Like, they're not even sticking to the roots. Like, they like, oh, well, Mario might be a plumber and he might jump on these Goombas, but now we're going to give him shotguns and sniper rifles and have him shoot people. Like, it's like, guys, y'all got to cut this out, man. Straight up.
I'm waiting for Mario porn, though, yo.
Well, Mario porn?
Oh, god damn.
I don't know how many times they gotta save the same bitch. Damn, I mean, it's like, you save your ass out of trouble. Bro, rap. Like, she always, it's the same one, yo.
But, yo, at what point was Mario gonna figure out this bitch wasn't being fucking kidnapped? If she is constantly in some other dude's house whenever you get home, there is something going on there. Your relationship is
exactly,
like
that, yo.
You know?
Yeah, like, it's all these different dudes, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, like, she was being shared around as well. She wasn't even just keeping her fucking with one dude. She was sharing herself around. No, he's in some other dude's house. Oh, okay, I'll just go over there then.
He's putting Luigi's mustache on the side. Don't forget that.
Hey, Mario's mustache probably ain't even real, yeah. That shit's fake, though.
Yeah, that's when I clip on one.
He got the Steve Harvey for the mustache, though. That shit ain't real. my game... Pro, what was my game, though? My game, I really... I'm going to say... I mean, it should be no surprise. Metal Gear... The whole series, yo. Like, that game, I don't know what happened, but when I played that, I forget. Like, I really went crazy. I wouldn't do what I was supposed to do. See, you know you got a problem when you start skipping breakfast and shit. Like, you get up, go right to the game. That's what that game was doing. And it spanned out over so many years, and it stayed so consistent. Like, that first Metal Gear came out, I was in elementary school, I believe. And then, maybe sixth grade or something like that. And then, like, every 4 or 5 years, they bring that. But see, that new Metal Gear Revengeance, I played the demo. I don't know about that.
I watched the video you put up of the demo, and I'm sort of on the fence about it as well. But I was a huge fan of those Metal Gear games. Although, with Sons of Liberty, the second one, Metal Gear Solid 2, it was the first one that Raiden was in. I mean... I the first time I played through that, I watched all the cutscenes and shit because, you know, I wanted to get the full grasp of the story. And I completed it. It was like 14 hours or something like that. I then decided to do a run through and skipped all the fucking cutscenes and did it in 2 hours and 49 minutes. There was like fucking 12 hours worth of cutscenes in that shit.
Yo,
I can't believe that.
See, yeah, I mean, I knew I was addicted when I beat the game. And then what I did was I beat it without no alerts and no kills. I killed the boss with like a handkerchief or something. Well, I don't know what I was doing. I swear to God, that was an eighth grade. Not eighth grade. Hell, that was like 3 years ago. Not three. It was Metal Gear 3.
Metal Gear Solid was in like 96 or 97. 2 was in like 2001. And then Snake Eater was like 2003 or 4.
Yeah, it was Snake Eater, though. It was Snake Eater. Yeah.
My problem with the Metal Gear games, though, is I never understood how dumb these fucking soldiers could be. Like, this dude just hops in a box. Like, I never understood that.
You can't do that on the new one, though.
I mean, he just pulled the cardboard box over his head. I'm like, yo, this is serious, though?
They raised the AI on the second one.
A lot of that shit, though, Aaron, was all tongue-in-cheek, because there's one bit in Metal Gear Solid where you chase the red-headed chick, was it Merle, her name was?
You chase her
into a bathroom, because she dressed up as an enemy soldier. You chase her into this bathroom, and she's in the very last cubicle, and if you sprint down there and look into the cubicle, you catch her changing. So she's like, she's standing there in like bra and pants and stuff like that, and if you look at her, then the next thing you get this alert sound, and it shows an exclamation mark over the dude's crotch because he's getting a boner from looking at this chick. So a lot of that shit was
how would you even know that, yo?
I was 12, man. Any chance of fucking, even if it was pixelated tits, man, I was looking for it, alright?
Well, that's hell yeah, or the origami shape ass.
Yeah. Yeah, hard angles and shit.
Yeah.
That ass.
So wait, So what was your right that ass? What was your game though?
Yeah. I'm gonna go even further back. The very first console I had was the Sega Master System, and I got it in '91. And there's a whole sentimental reason why this game that I'm gonna talk about was my favorite game of all time, and it was Wonder Boy. This little dude, and I mean, I actually uploaded a video of it on one of my channels, you know, a few months back. But this little dude was wearing like a fucking a blonde ponytail. He was wearing like a leaf thong kind of thing, and he was running around jumping on skateboards with fucking tomahawks killing shit. But it was the first game that I actually had, and my dad used to spend a lot of time playing the game with me. And my dad had lived in England, and we'd moved home here to Ireland. And it was only just whenever he came home to live with us after like 4 years of being separated from him, that he bought me the Master System, and then we started playing this game. So that was my whole bonding session with my father.
Yeah.
Like, I was 7 years old at the stage, and like, you know, this shit all fucking, this, it became like a big thing in my life, and it still is. And I mean, I actually, when I bought a Wii last year, and I was able to get like a fucking, a version of, like I fucking hacked the Wii and had homebrew and all that shit on the Wii homepage and stuff, and you could play all those old fucking ROMs then, and I got Wonder Boy and ROM, and even then, 20 years later, my dad came upstairs, and I mean, he was fucking 70 years of age, and he had cancer and shit, and he came up and he watched me play the game, and then he asked to play it and shit, you know? Like, that game,
yeah,
bond our relationship 20 years, and tied it from the start to the finish. I mean, he died last year, and that was one of the last sort of things, the last activities that we actually did together before he couldn't do anything, was playing this video game.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a beautiful fucking thing, man, you know? But it was great, you know? It's one of those things that stuck with me because, I mean, I was young and impressionable, and it made an impact, you know?
Yeah, sorry about that, man.
Nah, it's cool. I mean, I'm all fucked up and crazy and shit, but, you know, it's cool.
No, I never even played that, though. I never even heard about that. See, that was back in the day, man. There was...
Oh, yeah.
There was stout, literally, like, you know what I mean? Like, for these generation consoles, there might be, like, tens or hundreds of games. Not even that many, but like the old games, every movie that came out, there was a game for. There was Beethoven. That shit is ass on Sega and Super. There's like, I downloaded all the ROMs because you can do that now. I had like 3,000 of them, and it's crazy to know that there was that many games with those price tags that long ago. You know what I mean? They really narrowed it down. And it's just.
Just to let you know how far back ago that game was made. That game, that Wonder Boy game, was made in 1986. I was 2 years old when that game came out.
See, I wasn't even born. That's crazy.
I was born in 86.
Aaron, what you got?
Yo, I'm gonna have to go because I mean I'll go with Johnson with this original, like the original though on the Nintendo Entertainment System was the Mario. That probably was my first love.
Which but one, though? The first one?
Yeah, the very, very first Mario. I remember I used to go up to my neighbor's house, yo. I didn't even have a fucking Nintendo, and I would just bang on it until he let me in to play it. But as far as
first time, joint,
as far as time spent, though, I would have to go with the Tekken series. Because when that game came out, you could go into, I forget what it's called, but it's basically a training mode.
Yeah.
I would sit there and spend hours upon hours after school learning all the combos. For all of it. So I would have to go with Tekken series, man. Because I got really good at the Tekken series on the original PlayStation.
I remember the first Tekken, and you had, what was the fucking King? The character, the fucking, the dude that looked like a cheetah that did all the wrestling moves. I fucking loved that dude.
Man, I had that dude down so good where if I snatched you up, it was over. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there doing combo after combo with his grappling moves.
I played that game once, and I was the chicken, Nina, and I came up against him, and the fight lasted like 4 seconds. The dude just called me once, and that was it. Fucking did a massive sequence of like 70 fucking moves, and I was done. That was it. It was over.
That's another bitch, though. Nina, you give me Nina, you don't win. Even today, even on this new game that just come out, the Tekken Tag 2, you give me Nina, I don't even have to use my tag partner. I will fuck you up with Nina.
That sounds like some bullshit. That sounds like that's some cheating shit.
Yeah, that's, exactly. No, I'll set up a PayPal account. Anybody wants to challenge me, and I'll take Nina. And I won't even tag.
Y'all hear that? Put your money up. Aaron's gonna bring people in Tekken. We can live
right now. I put out tweets all the time. I'm like, yo, I'm signing into Xbox Live right now. If you want to challenge me on some Tekken Tag 2, but nobody. I mean, you know, I don't know how many followers I got. Maybe like 200, 300, something like that. I don't know. But nobody never answers me. I don't know if it's because that game is popular or
they don't know
that
you got Game Shark and you're cheating your code.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we remember cheater, Game Shark.
That's only offline games though. I'm really cheating myself though on that, man. Now that I think about it, for real.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You do that when you play somebody that's a regular dude and you don't have them 99 speed guys, he's gonna smash you.
Yeah, but you can't really get those type of characters. It's all about on that Tekken though. It's all about knowing your character that you're playing with and their combos and like how they move.
Yeah,
I'm telling y'all. If y'all have never played the Tekken series, anybody out there listening, Chase, Johnson, Patty, if y'all never played that series, pick that series up. If you like fighting games, man, that's probably the best fighting game.
I'm about to game fly that, and if I don't like it, I'm doing a vlog, and I'm blaming that shit on you.
I'll accept that, Chase. I'll accept that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if you like fighting games, though, pick up Tekken Tag 2.
Yeah. Wow. So, On that topic of games that we really, really like, it's like important to us, not even that they're just good, it's just like games that you'll like never forget. Like those would be the games, I mean, that you got stories about, like Fatty had. Then we got the other games, not the bad ones, but the games that they're not necessarily bad, but you don't see the big deal about it. Like earlier, like I said, I know a lot of people that really like loved Red Dead Redemption. I see the game reviews 9.7, 9.8. Now I'm like, and I played it. I mean, it's not a bad game. It's cool, and it seemed like it was a good game. But I was just like, what is this? This is not. I don't feel like this is a 9.7 game. Everybody's talking about this. What am I doing or not doing that all these other people are doing? So I don't know why. I mean, Rockstar's, that's my company, but it's like, you know, what is this?
Well, the way I approached Red Dead Redemption was I took it as it's basically Grand Theft, but you're a cowboy. So I would just fuck with shit, you know what I'm saying? I would go up and murder somebody's horse just to be a dick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's where I had fun with that.
Yes, if you didn't play the game long enough to hog tie a nun and drop her on the train tracks to be killed by a train to get that achievement or that trophy, then you didn't spend enough time in that game.
See, that's my problem.
That was the shit there, you know. That was Rockstar at their finest, doing some crazy fucked up psycho shit in there just for you to fucking be weird with, you know? Hogtying a nun and leaving her on the train track to be killed by a train. I mean, that's fucking messed up. That's proper
sick
that. Psycho shit.
Yeah, see, that's a highlight, though. You gotta let people do that shit at the beginning. They don't make me herd cattle. They really literally making her cattle. There was like 30 of these little dudes running away, and I'm like, what is this? I thought I could kill bitches, and I'm herding cattle.
The game was slow. It started slow.
That's all it was.
I mean, I'm patient. Like, I could play the game for like hours, and it's like, all right, you know what I mean? Maybe the good stuff's later. Some of the games, you know, like some games that are like classic start so slow that a lot of people won't even know because they, you know, some people, when they want to get right in, like, they want it to be immediate action. I don't know, man. I couldn't really, I don't know. I'm gonna get that from GameFly again and actually try to play it all the way through, and then I'll definitely recommend that, Chase.
Just spend some time on it, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
and you know what? I spent fucking so many hours doing all the extra shit to become like the achievement was Legend of the West. You had to do all these like fucking picking flowers and fucking killing different animals with weird shit. There's one of the challenges, you have to kill 10 bears with a fucking knife. Now that's some crazy shit, running up to these sons of bitches, shooting them with shotguns and then trying to stab the fuckers with this tiny pinprick fucking blade just to finish them off before they carried your head off with one fucking punch. You know, but some of that shit was really cool, you know?
All right.
Yeah, something I liked about that game, too, was the zombies. You know what I mean? They had the zombie edition. That's the one I got. The zombies is actually better than Call of Duty. It's really good.
Oh, for real?
The Undead Nightmare, it was called. It's a full new campaign where the world becomes zombified. And John Marston comes back from the dead as a zombie and shit. And it's fucking cool. And this is like, it's a full standalone, like fucking 8 or 9 hour campaign.
Wow, that's crazy. So wait, all right. So what's your game, Johnson? Your game that's not all that to you, but everybody else is like, I mean, this is the shit.
My game that that's one I'm thinking is Black Ops 1. Everybody go back to it now and they be like, oh, Black Ops 1 was just so good. I absolutely hated that game. I don't understand how people like that game. It wasn't like I was bad in it. it was just terrible. Like, I just, it wasn't fun at all. Like, I don't understand how people sat there and praised that game like it was so good. That's the game that I would probably think of.
Man, I like that Black Ops 1. I had my moments with that. I didn't appreciate that shit till the MW3 came out, though. Roll right.
Well,
that
MW3, though, Chase, man. I mean, I think MW3 over Black Ops 1 or 2, and I'm good.
Yeah, I think I'm with Aaron, because, like, how Aaron liked Infinity War more, I think that's probably what it is. You know what I mean? I'm not a Treyarch guy. I'm
yeah.
anymore. So.
Yeah. Well, they ain't make it easy for people that don't like their style of game to like it anyway. Like, you mean, you can, like, MW2 would have been the best Call of Duty if it was patched. But since they didn't, you know, people started hating that. But that, like, that was my first Call of Duty. Yo, that shit was crazy.
Yeah.
And then Black Ops 1 came out. It was such a watered down from the MW2, but it was so, I don't know, I just felt like there was more gun skill in that. Then again, that's when all the lag and shit started to be ridiculous on that Black Ops 1, so.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
see, that's what it was. Like, coming from Modern Warfare 2, where it was spot-on hit detection and fast-paced, and I went to Black Ops, and just people hiding with ghosts and it's lagging, and I was like, man, no.
Hell yeah. That shit started an epidemic, too. So much so that when you went back to MW2 from Black Ops 1, that them they had cold blooded on. Nobody used cold blooded unless they were shooting down air support in MW2 days. Like, Black Ops came out, they just showed the power of stealth. Bitches was like hatting in places you know you would never look. And then people be like, oh, just stop using the radar. It's like, motherfucker, how do I expect somebody to be landing in the bathroom shower when I walk in the bathroom on Favela, though? Like, nobody's ready for that.
Yo, nobody's probably going to believe me, but when Black Ops 1 come out, within 2 weeks, I put out a tweet saying Black Ops has ruined Call of Duty with the stealth.
Yeah, really, it might have, though. It ain't that bad on Black Ops 2, though. People still can't, but, like...
Well, that's because that is one good thing Treyarch did with that game, though, because with the ghost perk on that game, you have to move for it to be effective.
I bet you they can do that on the next one.
Probably. It all depends on which of the MLG guys fucking tweet Von der Haar and complain about it, because those are the guys that he listened to. Not to go back to something we talked about earlier, but, like, you know, if big names talk to this dude, he's going to do what they tell him.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. It's amazing how much of an effect that YouTubers actually have on games now. Like, dudes don't even realize that the game you're playing has been basically talked about and ideas have been presented from people on YouTube that ain't got a lick of experience making games, but they just
exactly.
Yo, that's a whole nother show, though. Like,
we gotta do a show on how YouTube messed up the games, helped and messed up, because it's both.
It is both. Because I mean, I learned how to play Call of Duty watching YouTube videos, but I've also seen where the YouTube videos have fucked shit up.
I mean, yeah, every game, you learn how to play the game, and you learn how not to play the game, because these bitches, in any game, new glitch, steal glitch 2K, rock a glitch on Madden, get under the map glitch on Call of Duty. It's like, why is y'all dudes showing these videos? Y'all know people going to do, and you know, there's certain dudes, I ain't gonna say no names on the show, but y'all know, like, there's dudes that they do these tip videos, and it's like, why are you showing these people stuff? You know what it's about to be in the next 30 minutes when they get on the game, and then I see them in the lobby. Now I got to deal with the shit that you told them that they didn't know.
Right. I mean, that's bullshit, though, for real. I mean, because they know people's going to do it, but what they're looking at is how many views that shit's going to get.
And that's what I mean.
How much paper that's going to bring them.
Right.
That's what they're looking
at.
They ain't looking at it like it's going to ruin the game. They're looking at it like, how much paper am I going to make off this video? That's all they look.
Truth be told, they don't even play the game that much. A lot of dudes doing tip videos have 1 day play, 2 days like real shit.
Yeah.
Ow.
That's a whole nother show.
We gotta do that for another show.
Because we could spend 60 minutes or more talking
about
that book.
Yeah, but as far as the topic goes, what was your game that... you don't really see the big deal about it. Don't even do another Call of Duty. Johnson already did it. So now you burn.
Yeah. I was gonna go with Call of Duty, but Johnson did that. Plus, I did that one of the test shows. But my game that I don't see what in the fuck is the big deal is Minecraft. Like, what in the fuck?
Oh, I'm with you. I don't know nothing about it though. So like just watching it though.
Swag Chica had me invited me to it, like, yo, download this demo, let's play it. And I'm like, all right. I played 5 minutes of it. I love Swag Chica to death. But I was like, Ashley, I gotta go. This game's whack.
Manny, we know you played it. You played it, didn't you? Come on, fill us in. Come on.
I'm not gonna lie. I hated all these videos and everything about her. But then when it came out on the Xbox, exactly like Iron, people sent me messages, come on, come play it for 5 minutes. Take an hour and see what you think of it. And you know, it fucking became this really weird fucking thing that I was able to just sit and relax. And but it was a social thing as well. I don't play that shit on my own. That's just fucking demented. I mean, who wants to build blocks on their own? I've got Legos in the attic that I'll go and do that shit with. So like, I mean, I got fucking guys like Born in the Fact and Rockefeller, two guys that I would play Call of Duty with, and they were the ones that were sending me messages looking. And it just became a social thing again. And you were just fucking walking around. It just was really chilled and really calm and just not hectic. You know that Call of Duty get your fucking blood boiling and you start fucking roaring and screaming and you feel like you're going to burst your testicles because you're fucking that pissed off and angry. And this was the complete opposite, but it was still maintaining the same social aspect.
So yeah.
That sucked me into it, dude. That sucked me way into it. And I ended up, it was a really fucking funny thing. I had it on one morning when I was playing with the guys before they went to work and shit. And then I went out, I had some messages to do whatever. And I came back and my mom said to me, yo, there's sheep somewhere. There's sheep on the lane somewhere. Did you see them? And I was like, there's no sheep outside. She's like, I can hear sheep. I'm not joking. I can hear sheep everywhere. I don't know where they are. I've been trying to find them outside, but I can't find them. And it turns out Minecraft was on. She could hear the sheep bleeping in the game when she was playing soccer on the PC. And she was freaking out thinking there was sheep everywhere.
I gotta say, Patty, when I picture Ireland, though, I picture like sheep out in the everywhere, out in the fields and shit.
In the grocery store, yeah. Put y'all groceries on their back.
Well, right. I mean, that's only if you're rich, you have a sheep to carry your groceries. I mean, if you're just poor like me, you have to carry them yourself. I mean, you carry your groceries.
Right.
But yeah, I gotta say though, Minecraft was my biggest disappointment. Like, what?
I ain't play it.
You know what I'm saying? I found myself just going around finding pigs to stab. That's what I was doing.
See, yeah, I'm a little petty though, cause like I played it. You know what I mean? It wasn't just like to me. Anybody that played it like solo, you know what I mean? That's just gotta be the boringest thing ever to play. Like, I don't know how people play it solo. It's all about getting people in there and trolling the hell out of everybody. They build houses, you burning it down and stuff like that. Like, you know what I mean? Just trolling people.
Barn built a castle, and I set up a TNT fucking claymore at his doorstep, so when he walked onto the damn thing to open his door, the whole thing fucking exploded and blew his house to pieces. It was funny shit, you know?
that's something I would like to do. That's what I need to do. Goddamn. Mess somebody's whole shit up. But,
yeah. That shit was funny then, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there ain't a whole lot of games. See, that's another thing, is the whole trolling thing with the games. Now, if you can't troll, then the games won't even be that big. I don't know what it is. Like, you can troll people. That's shit. Like, we need to talk about that bullshit, too, in another show. Cause we ain't even got that much time left.
But that would tie in with the YouTube fucking running games, wouldn't it, really?
Yep. Well, people have been doing that, but then it's just it got a name. Now, people try to, you know what I mean, just use
that.
Yeah,
you can search that.
Whatever,
Yeah. More. Stuff blowing up now. Everybody
I mean, the dude's been doing that, but what else we got? We down to 6 minutes left in the show. What should we finish the show off with?
Well, first of all, we should say Happy Valentine's Day to all the beautiful ladies out there. That's what we should say.
They ain't listening.
That way, like with your old lady, you would get home, you got it covered, though. You know what I'm saying? I said it. You know what I mean? It's covered.
Dude,
I ain't going about that.
Cool. You don't know.
So I'm taking my girl out on Saturday and shit. Not today, though. Payday is tomorrow, and I don't feel like doing nothing today. Neither do she.
Why should I pay 5 times more money for a happy meal today than tomorrow? You know?
Yeah.
I'm just using a happy meal as an example. If you go into a restaurant today, a steak is fucking $30 or £30 instead of yesterday it was $17. Fuck that shit.
Yep. I ain't doing it. And we don't get no holiday. We don't get shit.
You know what? I get off a long day at work, man. You better get it. We'll go tomorrow night. Say happy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was saying.
Hey, just remember this, though. I said it, though. Happy Valentine's Day.
And yo, you on your own. You on your own with that and the Tekken, yo.
Yeah.
you play that Tekken team, you're going to like it.
He's got his cheat set up. He's trying to get fucking cheats for a Valentine's Day night as well. I mean, what the fuck, Aaron, dude? This is just, it's sad, dude.
Hey,
last year, I tried to get the edible arrangements, man. I mean, I didn't know they was like $80 and $90.
Edible panties, man.
Hey, yo, I mean, I wanted to try it. So I went online, tried to schedule delivery. Valentine's Day, the whole week of Valentine's Day, packed on that shit. You couldn't get an arrangement off there. Yo. But she sent me one, though, at work. But I couldn't get her one.
She sent you some edible arrangements at work?
Yeah, yo. Last year.
Where you worked at, a titty bar?
No, I work at a computer lab, yo. It was funny how she did it. She got this lady I know to distract me and shit. So she came in, and she asked me to help her with something. Because I fix computers and stuff. So I go with her. I look at her computer, I go back in there, edible arrangements is on the table. I'm like, oh, okay. Right. And it was fire, too, yo.
That's what's up.
I tore that up, man.
Edible panties, that's all I got to say.
Nah, man, I ain't, man. Where would you even get in there? Yo, what you be doing, man?
Man, this is we got Hustler stores, yo. I'm like 10 minutes from Cincinnati. Hustler's huge around here. You go to any Hustler store, find that shit.
They wear the drawers and eat the drawers, though. Dude, right. Eating their own underwear, though.
Strawberry flavor, though.
Right. Strawberry man drawers.
But look, I guess we should wrap it up and special thanks to Johnson, though, man. For
yeah,
real, thanks
man.
For talking about Johnson. Really appreciate
all right.
That.
All right,
it's all love, man. Anytime.
Yeah, I mean, so for y'all that didn't catch it, y'all showed up late, check Johnson out, youtube.com/Johnson8312. The O is a zero, so the first O. The second O is regular. Your shit crazy.
Yeah.
There you go. And then we got Aaron's YouTube channel. What's your YouTube channel link?
No, I actually shut mine down, and I just focused on the Grown Man Gaming YouTube channel. So it's youtube.com/Grown Man Gaming, all one word.
Yeah, Patty Mac in here. Is there any sense?
That's
he got some special discrepancies.
Yeah, it's a lowercase L instead of an I at the start. That's all it is.
Yeah, so you got the lowercase L instead of an I at the start, and then y'all don't need my channel, man. I don't do YouTube, so.
Yeah, this from the fucking famous guy on YouTube. There, yeah, yeah, he doesn't do YouTube. He doesn't have like fucking 25,000.
Yo, I don't watch very many YouTube videos, but I do make sure I watch Chase's videos. Dude's hilarious.
It's funny, you know what? That without getting fucking things on the internet, dude put out a serious video yesterday, and that shit was fucking real. That was heartfelt, and it was beautiful. And then I pissed myself laughing at the video that he had out a couple of days beforehand. It's great. You get everything from
him. Thanks. Yeah, that's what I try to do. But I don't know, man. It's a different era out here. And then, before we go, the YouTube drama for the day. This Green Goblin HD guy. I don't know what's going on. They said he cheating like hell, though. They said he got the bot for the likes, the favorites. The subscribers. He went with the Comcast Triple Play Plus package. Complete cheating, though. All three of them bitches.
Yeah, you have to fill me in on that. What is going on
there? Look, there's this program. We got a minute left. I might as well run it. There's this program called Tube Toolbox. And people were saying he was botting, but he said they didn't have any proof. So what happened was he was using a cracked copy of the program, okay? And the people at Tube Toolbox had a list of people that they were calling out saying, you guys are using cracked copies of our software. Unless you pay the $99, you will no longer be able to use our software. His name was on the list.
Oh.
That kid. Yeah.
I've been beefing with that dude on Twitter for a long time. I knew something fucked up with him, man.
Yeah, and then like people tweeting old comments he left on their channels and stuff like that. And like he would tell people great channel when they wouldn't have any videos.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be it for the show, man. We got like 15 seconds remaining.
Yeah. We'll
be back next Thursday.
Next Thursday, 7 to 8, Grown Man Gaming, y'all.
7 to 8, and Patty Max going to get rid of the RoboCop mic, yo.
Yeah, I'll have to do that.
All right,
peace.
Peace out.
Thanks again, Jonathan. Peace, y'all. Thanks for listening.
Big love, puppies, folks.